Hey there, it's Dane Reinhardt bringing you the President's Perspective, a conversation between current and future leaders of NAHU.
Well, after a two-week break, here we are back in podcast land. Dane is our executive producer of this amazing award-winning podcast. Was overwhelmed with all the great work he was doing with Capital Conference. And I think everybody who was participating on any of those programs left Capital Conference feeling a number of things, one of them being very prepared and educated about what's going on, very impressed by what's going on in Washington, what we're working on. And I think universally in love with Dan and his radio voice. So we're very lucky as an association to have him do all the great things he does for us.
Yeah, and for all those who are wondering, yes, Dan will be a guest of his own podcast with us coming soon. We're happy to be with you all today. I thought sort of like a recap to CapCon, some of the takeaways are that this virtual world does work. It's not as good as being together in person, and that there really shouldn't and probably won't be another national meeting where there isn't a virtual component, and that we should do our best, not just in these meetings, but really in all of our lives, I'm going to try to take the best of what was working before, shed what wasn't working, because clearly there was a lot of inefficiencies in the way we were conducting our lives, you know, professionally and personally, and then bring forward with us the things that were working out of COVID. And we can have virtual and in-face meetings and probably work them well. I did have a nice conversation with Janet yesterday. And while I don't think that the platform that we use technologically for convention last year and for Capital Conference was flawed, I think it could be more interactive. And that's the goal, is we're going to be screening platforms moving forward to be looking at ways to make the meetings more interactive. And I think the more we can build on the virtual experience to make it more like you're there, the even better for those people that choose or can't attend in person with us.
Yeah, so we're gonna do what? Everybody's got to wear VR sets next year and have avatars for themselves so that when we get together in a virtual room, we can all see each other and talk to each other.
Take Capital Conference to a whole new level, I would think.
Those sunglasses that you had on a minute ago might actually be a virtual headset. So, and I also thought that, to me, one of the great parts about Capital Conference was the number and the diversity of speakers that were there. I was very impressed by the number of members of Congress. I thought you and Mark did a great job with Susan Collins. I really thought Mark did a great job in pulling people together for it. And of course, Marcy and staff, but Capital Conference was top notch. And I think a lot of people I heard were very, very appreciative and left much more prepared for the year to come because of those conversations. So it's a great success for that reason. I mean, I thought the way you spoke up in the town hall was pretty impressive. You were right on key, all your insightful information.
55 minutes of silence.
It was interesting. Like, I've had a couple of people say something to me in the last few weeks about the podcast and how much they enjoy it. People I work with who they've listened to it. And your comment earlier about us being as prepared as always is very true, because it's like, how long do y'all prepare for that? It's like, well, it's minus 1 minute. So I do think there's a lot to be said for the fact that we know each other well enough to kind of just to talk about stuff.
Yeah. And just to defend myself on that, I mean, think about the minds that were on that virtual stage and all the questions were government relations related. Did anybody really want to hear from me on that? I don't think so. You know, I kept getting messages during the meeting, like, are you going to say anything? I was like, there's more informed minds that you would want to hear from on those issues. So it just once again proves if you are around people that are brighter than you, you don't have to do as much.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of been my motto my whole life. Like, so interesting to kind of still be dealing with COVID questions. You know, I met with a client today about stuff and we were talking about different concerns and COVID came up. I actually got a text a minute ago from somebody at work, you know, because of a COVID question. So I wonder sometimes, you know, having thought about the last year, because it's been right now a year since both we were at CAP conference, but also right now a year since really all of us kind of slowed down and stopped being out and about.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And I kind of feel like today for the first time in this meeting was really the first time I really felt like there's the other side of this is close, right?
Yes.
And thinking about, I mean, obviously the national convention can be virtual, but even really starting to think, what's it going to be like to return to our lives? Like, have you thought about how your life is different, is going to be different 6 months from now than it was 12 months ago?
I have thought about it. And as much as I have excitement, I also have some fear going back. You know, maybe fear is too strong a word, apprehension of going back to the way that we were doing things before. I'm excited to be in a world where things open up. Something as simple as going to a Baltimore Orioles game that I never went to before. I'm more excited to go to one now than I probably have been in 12 years or something like that. Even though they're going to be the worst team in the major league, I just am looking forward to doing something around other people, even if I don't know them, just going back to that sort of, event socialization. I am not looking forward to a grind of, I don't hit planes too hard or trains, you know, for my client work, but automobiles for sure. And I'm not eager to sit in my car 2 hours each way to Northern Virginia to see clients back and forth. Traffic presumably won't be as bad initially, but as the world returns to that normal, I do not look forward to it, but I also wonder how much of that world are clients. And I think it's going to be totally different with geography and books of business, but I don't see our clients that are in the DC, Northern Virginia area racing back to do much in the way of employee interaction this year. I mean 2021 with vaccinations and all that. I think there's going to be a slow return to work starting this summer into the fall, and then probably a little bit of a pause to see how everything looks and the world's reacting. And then really we're back to what will be hopefully a traditional flu season. And I think there will be a little bit of caution. I really believe it's going to be 2022 where the world feels like it did in the early parts of 2020 and before. But I have mixed feelings about all of it. I'm certainly excited to see everybody next year at Capital Conference. I mean, that's something I'll be circling on my calendar now.
And to that point, it just does seem weird to think about what the world will look like. Recently, having watched a few movies from the early 70s, and I rewatched Argo, I guess, last week, and, you know, people smoking on a plane and how totally foreign that looks. And then to see a movie or a show now that was filmed before COVID.
Yeah. Where they're, you know, they're shaking hands with each other and hugging and all those things. Yeah.
And they're sitting in a bar and there's like, it's packed and everything else. And you're thinking, how's that world going to be different? Because I do think our client lives, particularly depending on the kinds of clients you have, I think white collar jobs will really
be slow
to work from home. And
yeah. And I think a lot of those clients are making real estate decisions commensurate with that. Clearly manufacturing, you can't make fewer widgets at or make any from home kind of thing. So it'll depend on the client life. But I think your point is the personal lives will be weird. But, you know, even if it's something as simple as next year at CAP conference, what percentage of the population, and I don't say this with any judgment at all, because I might be one of them, and I've already had COVID, you know, what percentage of the population will be wearing masks just because they don't want to get the flu?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who knows anybody who got the traditional flu because we've all been indoors and wearing masks.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some proof of that works towards other strains of things. I don't think it's going to be abnormal to go to the grocery store or anywhere else, even next year in 2022. Socially, you're not going to be ostracized or thought to be odd to be wearing a mask just whenever or wherever.
Yeah. I mean, today I was coming back from Fayetteville and stopped and grabbed something to eat, and relatively rural North Carolina, I was the weird one wearing the mask. Whereas in downtown Durham, where I live, if I wasn't wearing a mask, I'd probably get stopped on the side of the road and asked what was wrong with me. And so I do think some of that stuff is going to continue to be in our lives. But I'm starting to think about how do we have conversations with clients now to prepare for what's going to happen over the next 12 months. And I think we all struggle with that in our profession, because so much of what we do for so long has been being in person, shaking hands, hugging, all of those things that are about like the client relationships that for some will never be back there again. And you wonder how it all changes. So I think it's just an interesting point. So again, we'd also say to people who are hearing this now about a week after CAP conference, if you were registered, you can still watch all the sessions except for, I think, Deepak Chopra will still be available for a month after Capital Conference. So if you missed anything, you want to go back and listen to it, you can do that. I'll also mention that NHU is doing its first virtual live continuing ed program, I guess this coming Thursday, since this will be coming out around March 8th. So I don't think it's too late to register, but we've got a good crowd of people already signed up for self-funding. And then we're doing a self-funding kind of topics class on Friday for anybody who's taken self-funding, advanced self-funding before now, or takes the self-funding class on Thursday. So it's not too late to sign up for that. We'd encourage you to look at that.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for your time today. And thanks for everybody for tuning in. We have some interesting and exciting guests coming up, lined up for the next couple of weeks. So tune in again. Please reach out to us if you have any input, suggestions, or ideas for future podcasts. Until then, we'll talk to you guys next week.